The Radio Wedding, Part 6, The Family Emergency. It was a cold, frosty Vancouver morning that found Jared and Jensen sitting on the front doorstep, swathed in thick winter layers, with gloved hands encasing travel mugs of steaming coffee as they patiently awaited the arrival of their morning carpool to work. Jensen sighed grudgingly after every sip of coffee, hunching in on himself more and more the longer they waited. If he had a choice, he'd still be in bed asleep, warm and cozy and wrapped up 6 ways till Sunday, with nothing spectacularly important on his daily agenda. Briefly mulling over the possibility of playing hooky and returning to bed, he threw a wistful glance back at the locked front door, breath exhaling in a white puff as he turned his head.
"Don't even think about it," Jared warned, gulping down a mouthful of hot coffee as he stared out at the gate.
"Wasn't thinking nothing," Jensen mumbled.
"Bullshit."
Jensen sighed again, unhappily coming to the conclusion that, if he decided to go back to bed, he'd have to fight to get his thoroughly frozen limbs back to blissful unconsciousness, and he'd have to find a way through Jared in order to do so. Jared, who happened to be the world's most sickeningly happy morning person he had ever met, even in minus-degree weather.
"Why the hell did I have to marry a morning person?"
"Because if it weren't for me, you would sleep your entire life away," Jared replied, looking up at the few white clouds sitting just over the clear blue horizon.
"The weather is going to be awesome today."
"Too bad we're going to be working inside the soundstage."
"You never know," Jared said. "Bob might shift stuff around. I bet you a big fat Jackson that we end up shooting outside with the Impala today."
"A big fat Jackson and you cook dinner for a week," Jensen added, narrowing his eyes in Jared's direction.
"And you do the laundry while I point and laugh."
Jared snorted.
"Cash, dinner, and laundry. You're digging yourself a damn steep hole there, dude."
"Let's just wait until you're in it, you big tree," Jared retorted, pushing at Jared's shoulder.
Jared shoved him back, snickering quietly while Jensen steadied his travel mug in his hands.
"I hate cold mornings, and you're a total freak for thinking any differently."
After a moment's silence, Jared spoke.
"Cold mornings aren't so bad."
"Like I said, you're a freak."
"My mama used to do this thing when we were kids, if it was really cold in the mornings," Jared replied.
"Guess that's why I kinda enjoy them."
"Oh yeah?"
Jensen asked, his curiosity suddenly piqued. He enjoyed hearing Jared talk about his family life back home in Texas, as it always brought about his own warm, fuzzy feelings of nostalgia.
"What'd she do?"
Jared scuffed the heel of his boot against the paved step.
"She would put our clothes in the dryer and warm them up. She'd yell at us from the laundry room, and we'd jump out of bed and run to her, and she would quickly dress us before we got too cold."
Jensen smiled, surprised that he didn't have some kind of smart-ass comment hanging on the end of his tongue at the admission. In a lot of ways, Jared's family was much the same as his own. In hearing about it, it reminded him of his own childhood memories of quality family time, or moments when he felt invincibly connected to either of his parents or his siblings, in such a way that anything outside their loving, insular little world ceased to exist.
"It was always such a race. Jeff would get there first, every single time, and then Megan got big enough to join in, and Jeff would still beat us. I think that was his way of telling us that he was the number one kid in the family," Jared said with a roll of his eyes, becoming more involved in the story as he went on.
"But then he got older, and it became harder to get him out of bed in the mornings, and, you know,
Playing games with your mom and your kid brother and sister stops being cool at a certain point. Jensen smirked. Jeff being too cool for school. Who would have thought?
Jared chuckled.
Megan had circulation problems in her hands and feet, and they always took longer to warm up. So I figured because I was older and I was her big brother, I could brave the cold a bit longer while Mom dressed her first.
How sweet of you, Jensen commented,
the smirk on his face softening around the edges at the knowledge that his wonderfully big-hearted freak had always been a wonderfully big-hearted freak. Mama would dress us and tell us every single time, get those fingers and toes nice and warm before naughty Jack Frost steals them away. And we'd kind of get all giddy with adrenaline, and she would hug us close and rub her face against all of ours to make sure our noses were warm, Jared said, sipping from his mug and sighing longingly.
Just thinking about it makes me miss her.
The barely there pang in Jared's voice touched down somewhere in Jensen's chest, so much that he went to reassure him, but he was cut off as Cliff's SUV made its way up the driveway.
Finally! Jared exclaimed, standing up from the step. What took you so long, asshole? Busy combing your bald patch? Jensen is cold!
Cliff rolled the window down, staring out at them amusedly from behind his glasses.
Good morning to you, too, princess.
Jared shook his head as he swung the back door open and climbed in.
I'm gonna get you fired one of these days, I swear it. See where it gets you, young'un,
Cliff called back, to which Jared finally cracked a laugh.
Hey, gents, still got all your bits and pieces?
Jensen pulled a face as he, too, climbed in.
You're a riot, dude. Really.
Later that day, when Jensen climbed into Impala number 2 and shut himself inside next to his very smug and expectant co-star, he slapped a $20 bill onto Jared's raised palm and pointed a finger at him.
One word, and I will end you.
When he lugged the large wicker laundry basket from the bedroom to the washing machine that evening, he pointedly ignored the hysterically amused gaze of his husband as he sat on the living room sofa with his feet up on the coffee table and the rim of a chilled bottle of beer resting against his smirking lips. Eating dinner that night, Jensen glared at Jared as he stabbed at pieces of ravioli on his plate.
Just so you know, I spat in your food.
Jared answered that with a grin and a punctuated, open-mouthed chew.
It's great, gents. Thanks.
Jensen was woken up by the vibrating of his cell phone the next day. He found himself reluctantly wide awake at the unusual method of alarm clock, but he glanced blearily over his shoulder at Jared, who was still very much asleep, like Jensen had hoped, and rolled out of bed before hauling himself off to the bathroom for a shower, gasping as his feet touched the cold wooden floor on his way. When he was done, he shuffled into the bedroom and tugged on socks, jeans, and a long-sleeved thermal, muttering about the ridiculousness of being out of bed so early and the stupid cold as he went, grabbing clothes from Jared's drawers and stealthily heading downstairs. The alarm on Jared's wristwatch began its torrent of beeping, quickly succeeding in waking him, and he grabbed the device from the bedside table and switched it off. He inhaled deeply and got up, stretching his arms over his head and grunting when his back popped as he wandered over to the bathroom, bypassing his morning run due to the earlier-than-usual call time they had, and briefly questioning Jensen's absence in his mind as he closed himself in. He stripped out of his gray pajama bottoms and white t-shirt as the shower warmed up, and then stepped in under the spray, sighing as the hot water pricked at his sleepy muscles. After a quick jerk-off and lathering of soap and shampoo,
Jared climbed out and toweled himself down before wrapping the towel around his waist and getting to work on brushing his teeth. Once that was all done, he stepped out of the bathroom. Grabbing and sliding on a pair of boxer briefs and giving his dripping hair a rub with the towel, Jared's body went completely still when he heard Jensen's voice carrying up the stairs.
"Jared, come down here."
Jared frowned, discarding the towel in the dirty laundry basket and wandering out to meet him. He headed toward the living room.
"Where are you?"
"Laundry."
Jared paused and backtracked through the kitchen, his heart twinging the teeniest bit upon hearing Jensen's response, because surely not. But as he rounded the corner to see Jensen standing by the dryer, watching the clothes tumble around inside through the door, the twinge evolved into a full-blown squeeze. Jensen looked up at him and grinned, moving to shut the dryer off and pull out the contents.
"I can't believe—"
"Quick, come here."
After a moment to contemplate the full extent of what was going on, Jared stepped up to him as Jensen knelt down and held a gathered sock open for Jared to put his foot into. Jared obliged, wavering on one foot and placing his hands on Jensen's shoulders to steady himself. They swapped over and repeated the process with the other foot before Jensen grabbed the steaming pair of jeans he had ready and held them open for Jared to slide into. Jensen stood, glancing up into Jared's eyes before returning his attention to the task of zipping and buttoning the jeans. When Jensen gathered up the neck of Jared's thermal and pushed it over his head, Jared lifted his arms to fit through the sleeves, and Jensen tugged it down over his torso. They did the same with the t-shirt and plaid overshirt, until Jensen caught the warmth in Jared's gaze and smiled up at him.
"Get those fingers and toes nice and warm before naughty Jack Frost steals them away," Jensen recited perfectly, word for word, with laughter in his voice as he prodded a finger into Jared's chest.
Jared simply shook his head at him, unable to find words at how touched he was. He found it hard to fathom that Jensen had willingly woken up by himself, let alone gotten himself out of bed well before his usual alarm time, not to mention their early call time and Vancouver's cold weather playing other large, nearly impossible obstacles in the whole thing. The simple fact that Jensen, one of the most horrendous morning people he had ever known, had bothered to go through all of that for him made him feel beyond special.
You got out of bed before me," Jared said, his voice barely above a whisper.
Jensen nodded, rubbing his hands up and down Jared's arms.
"I did." "To do all this?" "It's not that big of a deal," Jensen replied, looking him in the eyes and smiling.
Jared huffed disbelievingly.
"You don't know what this means to me." "Did I do it right?"
Jared smiled warmly.
"It was perfect." "Are you all warm now?" Jensen asked, and Jared nodded. "Wait, I forgot."
Jared didn't have time to question him before Jensen looped his arms up around Jared's neck and pulled him down as he began rubbing their cheeks together. Jared laughed against him, feeling Jensen's 5 o'clock shadow tickling along his mouth, nose, and chin, and wrapped his arms tight around Jensen's back, squeezing and rocking him from side to side.
"Thank you, Jensen,"
Jared spoke softly, his lips forming the words against Jensen's hair. Jensen squeezed his arms around Jared's neck and pressed his chest closer against him in a bodily embrace.
"You're welcome."
Jared ducked in and kissed Jensen's neck, releasing him and ignoring the faint blush that began glowing in the apples of Jensen's cheeks.
"Come on, Cliff will be here soon."
Jensen placed a hand on Jared's chest.
"Oh, I made cocoa."
Jared grinned.
"Cocoa?" "Yeah," Jensen said, removing his hand and scratching at the back of his neck, his blush intensifying.
Just a bit of my childhood cold morning experiences for you. Mom used to make it for us.
Jared smiled as Jensen gently pushed him into the kitchen, seeing two steaming mugs sitting on the counter. Upon closer inspection, Jared gasped.
Complete with tiny marshmallows, Jared breathed excitedly.
Jensen laughed.
I didn't even know we had marshmallows.
We didn't. Kathy snaked me a container from the craft services tent yesterday, Jensen replied, smug as he lifted a mug to his lips.
Jared did the same.
Wow, my husband is awesome. Like you had any doubt, Jensen replied, cocking an eyebrow at him. Can't have you being awesome all the time and not step up to the plate myself.
Jared sipped and nearly melted at the taste on his tongue.
Dude, this is... what is this? Mom's recipe, though I altered it a bit to appease your girly palate. It's so creamy and chocolatey.
My frou-frou of a husband, ladies and gentlemen, Jensen replied, winking over at him as he gulped.
Jared reached for Jensen's mug. What does yours taste like? Jensen abruptly stepped back, slapping Jared's hand away.
Hey, back off. I want to taste it in its original form, like your mama intended it.
You do not touch a man's cocoa.
Jared pouted.
Please?
Jensen narrowed his eyes at him.
A little sip. If you throw it back, I will punch you in the groin.
Scout's honor, Jared replied, throwing up a careless salute that he was pretty sure wasn't the sign of a scout. Jensen refused to let go of the mug, even as Jared cupped his hands over his and tipped the mug towards him. Once he'd gotten a taste, he licked his lips and nodded.
Eh, not bad. I like yours better.
Now you're knocking my mama's recipe? I wouldn't expect you to have actual taste buds with all the sugar you constantly drown them in, Jensen grumbled as he pulled the mug back to him, cradling it against his chest.
Jared went back to his mug, preening as he went.
Nah, I like yours better because you made it just for me.
Jensen scoffed, even as he felt another blush about to fan out over his face. Jared smiled as he returned to his cocoa. Jensen and Jared were seated at the dinner table that night, talking and drinking wine as they ate the spaghetti bolognese they had cooked together. Jared felt charitable after Jensen's lovely morning gesture and decided to help, adding bits and pieces from both of their mother's recipes to create one ultimate dining experience that turned out to be a bit too much for their taste buds to handle. They ate their first bites together, observing each other's faces for a sign. Jared's top lip curled into a barely restrained grimace, and Jensen remained still for a long moment before nodding his head and downing his glass of wine in one go, fanning his hands at his mouth.
I told you it would be too much garlic, Jensen said as Jared leapt up to get him a glass of water.
You can never have too much garlic. You put in too much basil, Jared corrected, handing him the glass after taking a gulp himself. My garlic breath is gonna make Dracula roll in his grave.
Jared laughed, grabbing the dishcloth to wipe his hands down when the phone rang. He snatched the handset from its cradle and fitted it in the space between his cheek and collar as he wiped his hands on the cloth.
Hello?
Jensen poured himself another glass of wine as Jared looked to him while he listened to whatever was happening on the phone.
Sure is. What's up, Mama Ackles?
Jensen frowned, seeing the immediate seriousness bloom on Jared's face. Knowing that his mother being on the phone and Jared's grim expression had never been paired together in the same instance before. He watched as Jared went still, dropping the dishcloth on the bench before he stepped forward and handed the phone to Jensen, then shot off out of the room and up the stairs. Jensen got up and looked out through the archway at the stairs, listening to Jared move around, opening and closing the upstairs linen closet and creaking around in the bedroom for several moments before he put the phone to his ear.
"Mom, what's going on?"
"Oh, honey, it's your father. He's had a heart attack."
"He what?"
Jensen asked, vaguely hearing Jared talking to himself upstairs.
"We've just arrived at the hospital. Josh is trying to see what's happening."
Donna's voice cracked, and Jensen could hear the tears in her voice surfacing. Jensen was stunned, unable to move or hear anything as his heartbeat pounded away viciously inside his head. He was aware his mother was crying through the phone and knew he should offer comfort in some way, but he couldn't do anything but listen, couldn't do anything but stare at the doorway and think, "Dad?" He had no idea how long he'd been standing there when Jared ran back in, dumping a couple of messily packed bags just inside the arch before putting a hand on Jensen's shoulder.
"Gents, what hospital are they at?"
"Jensen," he asked, snatching the phone from him when he failed to get an answer.
"Donna, where are you?"
Jared gazed at Jensen uneasily, seeing him essentially catatonic in their kitchen, thinking unhappily to himself that it was supposed to be a relaxed evening with a home-cooked meal and some crappy television and a decent night's sleep. He wrapped a hand around Jensen's wrist, holding Jensen's hand to his side while Donna gave him the information he needed. He hung up and flung the phone uselessly on the kitchen island counter and turned to Jensen.
"Gents, where's your passport? Where'd you leave it?"
Jensen blinked and gasped when Jared shook him by the shoulders.
"I think you came back from Portland. Where'd you leave it?"
Jared said, firmly pressing his hands to either side of Jensen's neck and jaw.
"Come on, gents, look at me. Where'd you leave it?"
"Side pocket."
"Which bag?"
"My overnight,"
Jensen mumbled, moving his head to look out into the hallway.
"Bottom of the closet."
Jared tore out of the room again, pulling his cell phone from the pocket of his jeans and putting it to his ear. Jensen shakily moved to grab the bags and take them to the front door, pocketing his cell phone and keys as he went. Jared flew down the stairs, phone still at his ear as he flicked the coat closet door open and grabbed his jacket and two of his favorite hooded sweatshirts before kicking it closed with his foot. He pulled on his gray Texas football hoodie, juggling his cell between his hands as he slid his black jacket on and spoke to someone Jensen didn't know and pushed the other hoodie into Jensen's hands, whispering away from the phone, "Put this on." Jensen did as he was told, pulling the dark green sweatshirt over his head as Jared finished his phone call and tugged Jensen to him, taking him by the hand as they left the house. Jared got Jensen safely in the passenger seat of Jensen's Land Rover before he dumped their bags in the back seat and put his phone to his ear as he made another call. Jensen watched him as Jared got into the driver's seat and closed the door, apparently on the phone to Eric as he explained what had happened and what they were doing, sighing with relief when Eric immediately understood the situation. They reversed out of the driveway, the electronic gate closing behind them as they drove off towards the airport. Jared was on the phone again, seemingly on autopilot.
"Melanie? Hey, girl, it's Jared. There's been a bit of a family emergency, and we're heading to Texas right now. So if you could do me a huge, huge favor and check on the dogs?"
"Yeah. No, they're out in the yard at the moment."
"God, I didn't even bring them in."
"Yeah, I'll call you as soon as I know."
"Thanks so much, sweetheart. You're the best."
"Will do. Bye."
Upon tucking his phone away inside his jacket, Jared reached over and touched Jensen's wrist, thumbing over the cuff of his sweatshirt. "Gents?"
"This feels weird," Jensen replied quietly. "Like it's not actually happening."
Jared nodded. "I can imagine."
"I can't lose him,"
Jensen said, resting his forehead against the passenger side window.
"You won't, gents. I promise you won't."
Jensen shook his head numbly.
"You can't promise me that."
Jared squared his shoulders, staring out at the road. "Yes, I can. He'll be okay. Your daddy's a perfectly healthy person."
"Who just had a heart attack?"
"I know. Let's just wait until we find out everything there is to know, okay?" While the booking of plane tickets over the phone had been easy, they ended up being a little late to check in at Vancouver International. The woman they dealt with, however, had been wonderfully efficient and processed their details quickly, sending them on their way with best wishes for the flight. Jared worked his natural Texan charm, but he had a feeling it was the way Jensen had stood behind him that had the woman's heart in her eyes, sympathizing with the grown man who looked more like a sad, withdrawn, vulnerable little boy in need of a good hug. They arrived by cab at Richardson Regional Medical Center just after 1 a.m., a few long hours later. Jared hauled their bags over his shoulder and led Jensen inside, holding his hand and watching unhappily as Jensen seemed to close in on himself the longer he was exposed to the sounds and smell of the hospital. Jared received directions from the reception staff on where to go, and soon they were approaching Josh and his wife, Karen, where they sat in the empty corridor with Ellie, their daughter, sleeping against Karen's chest. Josh breathed Jensen's name as he launched himself out of his seat to hug his brother. Jensen fought the lump in his throat as he breathed into Josh's shirt, wrapping an arm around him while the other remained by his side, his hand still holding tight to Jared's. Jensen leaned over and kissed Karen on the cheek as Jared half-hugged Josh.
"Do we know anything yet?"
Jared asked, dumping their bags next to the seats.
Josh shook his head. "He's sleeping. Mom's talking to the doctor. They've run tests, usual protocol and such. We won't be able to see him until they're done."
He sighed and looked to Jensen.
"Mac is flipping out. I only barely managed to talk her into staying on campus. I told Mom not to call her because she's got some big assignment in the morning, but she wouldn't listen."
Donna approached then, looking tired and lonely, and Jensen let go of Jared's hand to hug her.
"Hey, Mom."
"Hello, sweetheart," she replied, clasping a handkerchief in her hand.
Jensen pulled back, brushing hair out of her face and fussing over her as she turned to the group.
"He's still asleep, but we can see him now."
"Finally,"
Josh muttered as he stalked off down the corridor. Jensen remained rooted to the spot, unsure if he would be able to handle what was sure to be his father in a fragile state. He glanced back at Jared, eyes unsure, even as his mother looped an arm through his. Karen stood up with some effort, trying not to jostle Ellie.
"I need to use the bathroom."
Jared reached out.
"Here, I'll take her. You go ahead."
She smiled and thanked him as she carefully handed her daughter over. Ellie woke briefly at the movement, but went willingly enough, reaching out as Jared hugged her close, an arm braced under her bottom while he gently rubbed her back.
"Hey, baby girl,"
Jared hushed happily, gently kissing her head and rocking her back to sleep as Karen disappeared for the toilets. He glanced up at Jensen.
"I've got this."
Jared sent him off with a smile and a whispered,
"Go,"
as Donna pulled him reluctantly away. Inside the hospital room, Jensen closed his eyes against the sight of his father lying in the sterile white bed. He'd expected the worst.
machines and IVs up to his eyeballs as they threaded from his father's veins. And yet, the quietly beeping heart monitor seemed even more ominous all by itself. The doctor's voice washed over him in blurred, disconnected humming, as did the questions Josh asked. The only thing anchoring him to the present was his mother's hand as it anxiously clutched his arm, and the knowledge that Jared, dependable, knight in shining armor Jared, who had seamlessly gotten himself to his family as quickly as possible, was standing just outside, holding Jensen's niece like a pro, as if it were a daily occurrence for him. In the hallway, Jared's eyes skimmed over information pamphlets and posters on the walls, but unable to absorb them with his thoughts away with his husband. He rested his cheek against Ellie's head, feeling calmer the longer he listened to her little breaths against his jacket.
"Hey, thanks for this," Karen said as she returned from the bathroom. "You should go in."
"You coming?" Jared asked. Karen shook her head.
"I don't want Ellie to wake up and see her grandpop like that."
Jared waved her off. "Go, I'll stay."
"You're sure? You know your family now, right? You have as much right to be in there as I do," Karen said kindly.
Jared smiled.
"It's all good. I just want to give Jensen some time to process everything with his family. It's cool. I've got her."
Karen hesitated for a moment before she smiled gratefully and kissed Ellie's cheek and then Jared's, briefly squeezing his shoulder before heading down the corridor. When Karen walked into the room, Jensen looked over, heart falling into his stomach at the disappointment that Jared wasn't with her. He itched to leave, but his mother wasn't allowing it, having locked their hands together between them.
"So he's going to be all right?" Josh asked, uncertain.
Jensen stared at the doctor's white coat as he answered,
"Alan's perfectly healthy." "But he had a heart attack," Josh retorted. "A very minor one, yes. It's his body's way of telling him to slow down,"
the doctor said with a placating nod as he looked to Donna.
"This marathon training he's been doing needs to ease up. Worst case scenario, I'd suggest he pull out of it entirely. It's not completely necessary, but it will put to rest any worries you may have."
Donna nodded.
"When can we take him home?"
"We'll keep him in for observation and do a few more routine tests. Give him some bed rest, but he should be ready for discharge later on today."
With doctor's orders to go home and rest, as Alan's medication was sure to keep him knocked out for several more hours, the family left the room to rejoin Jared in the corridor once Donna had pressed a kiss to her husband's head. Jared carefully handed Ellie over to Josh, stroking the downy golden curls out of her face when she was nestled back in her father's arms. Jared glanced down the hall at Jensen, who was still attached to his mother as she spoke again to the doctor.
"How's he doing?"
Josh, who caught on to the fact that Jared wasn't speaking about Alan, kissed his daughter's head as he looked up at Jared.
"Hasn't said a word."
When Jared frowned sadly, Josh nudged him with an elbow.
"You did good, Jared. He'll come to soon enough. It just takes him a while to process something big like this."
"Yeah, I know," Jared said, shaking his head. "Doesn't make me worry any less, though."
"We should get going,"
Josh said with a smile, indicating his daughter.
"Gotta put this one into a bed. We'll drop you guys at Mom's. Think you can handle the both of them?"
Karen smirked at Jared in response to Josh's words.
"If anyone can handle a panicked Ackles clan, it'd be him."
Jared grinned and blushed under the praise, squeezing between Jensen and Donna as they joined them, sliding an arm around each of them.
"What do you say we head back and get some sleep so we're all a go to visit later?
Donna nodded and smiled, taking the comfort he offered.
"Sounds like a good idea."
"All right, then," Jared replied,
catching the amused and somewhat relieved expressions that Josh and Karen threw his way. He thanked Karen as she picked up the bags he and Jensen had brought, and together they all left the hospital. Josh craned his neck around the headrest as Jared pulled their bags from behind the back seats of their SUV, Jensen walking his mother up the steps of the porch.
"Thanks for everything, Jared," he said earnestly, causing Jared to pause in his bag retrieval. "Really, you were a godsend tonight."
Jared shook his head.
"I didn't do much."
Josh smiled.
"Tell that to Jensen."
Jared nodded absently at that.
"Someone should call Mac."
Josh agreed, continually impressed with Jared's thoughtfulness.
"I'll do it as soon as I get home."
Josh and Karen said their goodbyes, and Jared traipsed up the steps of the porch and into the house. He headed straight for the guest room and dumped their bags, running a hand through his hair and pinching at the bridge of his nose, arming himself to keep Jensen and his mother together, before heading into the kitchen where Donna was pouring milk into a couple of mugs and chatting aimlessly. Jensen sat at the counter, staring at his hands.
"Would you like some warm milk, darling?"
she asked Jared, reaching into the cupboard for another mug.
"Yes, please, Mama,"
he said, pulling the stool out from beside Jensen and sitting down.
"So, what exactly happened, if you don't mind talking about it?"
Donna sighed, setting the mugs on the microwave and pressing the timer.
"He came back from his evening run, and he was a bit more exerted than usual. I got him settled with a glass of water on the couch and went outside to pull the washing in, and he was fine. Had a shower, ate dinner, watched television and everything. We were heading to bed, and he just dropped, collapsed on the stairs. I called the ambulance and rode with him to the hospital."
"Jesus," Jared winced.
"Dr. Devlin says his marathon training has been too harsh on him. It was his body's way of telling him to cut it out,"
Donna said, a relieved half-smile on her face.
"We're just lucky that's all it was."
Jared nodded, glancing out of the corner of his eye at Jensen beside him, who hadn't yet spoken. The microwave beeped and Donna pulled the mugs out, setting the two of them in front of the boys. Jensen reached a hand out to wrap around the mug his mother had placed before him, and Jared caught the tension that rolled through his shoulders as he moved.
"When can he come home?" Jared asked. "We can bring him home this afternoon,"
she replied, sipping at her milk.
"That's good news. Really good," Jared said, bringing his mug to his lips with one hand while the other slid down Jensen's spine to rest at his lower back. "Anything we can take him that he might need? Like a crossword or book or something?"
Donna smiled at Jared's thoughtfulness.
"I'll take him a change of clothes and some slippers. He'll want his glasses for starters."
Jared smiled. "Blind as a bat. He'll love it."
"Oh, yeah, it'll be a total party."
Jared laughed freely, seeing unexpected smidgens of Jensen in her mannerisms. He'd known early on that Jensen's looks came from his mother, his nose and eyes especially, but always assumed Jensen's sense of humor had come from Alan. Seeing Donna being sarcastic, of all things, not to mention the hint of a smirk she wore, which was so like Jensen it startled him, it pleasantly surprised him to think that maybe he had underestimated her. It also pained him at the same time, seeing Donna slowly beginning to relax after the night's horrible events, while Jensen became even more disconnected from his surroundings. He watched with interest as Donna gazed at her son for several moments, quietly and worriedly, with her warm mug clasped in her hands. She finished her milk, rinsed her cup in the sink, and crossed the few steps between them, brushing a hand over Jensen's forehead and placing a kiss against his temple.
"It's good to see you, sweetheart,"
She kissed Jared goodnight, too, and he gave her a big hug before she headed upstairs to bed. Jared turned back to his drink, glancing over at Jensen, who pushed his own drink away, untouched. Jared spoke quietly, carefully.
"What are you thinking?"
Jensen shook his head.
"Just wanna sleep."
In the guest room, Jensen stripped down and climbed into bed, turning away onto his side. Jared slid under the covers behind him, wanting to reach out and offer something in the means of comfort. But after Jensen's abnormal behavior, he wasn't entirely sure it would be welcome. Instead, deciding it was one of those times where it was best to leave him be, he rubbed a hand over the curve of Jensen's shoulder and bid him good night. They were back at the hospital around noon, rested, showered, and fed. They were told Alan was awake, and they could go in and see him, and this time Jensen looked Jared straight in the eye and took his hand, as if to say, "You're not going anywhere." Jared squeezed his hand back, nudging his shoulder behind Jensen's in a show of lead the way. Alan was sitting upright when they went in, trying and failing to read a newspaper that one of the nurses had brought him to keep him entertained. Jensen sagged back against Jared's side at the sight, as if he were half expecting his father to be worse than before. Alan allowed Donna to plump his pillows and fuss over him, even if Jared caught him rolling his eyes on the sly. Josh slid Alan's glasses onto his face, and Ellie was lifted up to sit next to her grandfather, where she attempted to help Alan read the paper.
Hey, Josh said, glancing at Karen as she clasped his hand in hers.
"We've got some news."
"What kind of news?" Donna asked.
"We were waiting for the right time to mention it," Josh replied, nodding towards his father. "Now that Pop's awake and Jensen and Jared are here, we figured there's no time like the present."
Jensen raised his eyebrows, urging them to go on. Karen smiled.
"I'm pregnant."
The room suddenly flooded with happy gasps and flailing hands. As it turned out, Karen and Josh had been aware for almost a week, but Alan had landed in the hospital before they had the chance to reveal the news. Jensen leapt forward to hug his brother, while Donna hugged Karen, and Jared followed suit as he, too, hugged his in-laws and congratulated them. After the excitement had died down and questions had been answered, Jensen sat down in a chair next to the bed when his father wanted to be filled in with the happenings in Vancouver and with work. Jared stood next to him, an ever-present hand resting on his husband's shoulder.
"And how are you, kiddo?" Alan asked Jared. "Keeping my son on his toes?"
Jared grinned and nodded.
"Yes, sir. Every chance I get."
Jensen snorted, and Jared continued happily talking with his father-in-law as the family watched. Donna sat next to Alan on the bed, and Josh and Karen sat in chairs on the opposite side, all of them hanging on his every word, as Jared's entire demeanor brightened the dreary hospital room. He talked easily, flirted with the ladies, and bantered with the men, and all the while Jensen sat in silence, warmed at the knowledge that the entertainingly boisterous man standing next to him, who fitted into his family like a puzzle piece they weren't aware was missing in the first place, was, without a doubt, the most amazing person he had ever met, his very best friend, his husband, simply his. And as Jared giggled hopelessly at Alan's quips, Jensen pulled Jared's hand from his shoulder and threaded their fingers together. Jared glanced down at him and squeezed before turning his eyes back to Jensen's father and retaliating with his own witty remark. Jensen gazed up at him, possibly more enthralled than everybody else put together. Jensen sat on the linoleum floor of the corridor outside his father's room, his back pressed to the wall with his legs bent and braced in front of him, while his mother and brother read and signed paperwork at the hospital's reception. Alan was in his room dressing in the clothes Donna had brought with her. Karen had taken Ellie to the bathroom, and Jared had left to get coffee from the vending machine. When Jared wandered up the corridor towards him with two disposable cups, he smiled at Jensen.
"What are you doing on the floor?"
"Believe it or not, the floor is more comfortable than the seats," Jensen replied. Jared shrugged and handed a cup to Jensen before he lowered himself to sit down next to him, shoulder to shoulder. He sipped from his coffee and grimaced.
"Oh, good God, that is vile."
Jensen smirked, tasting his own.
"It's not that bad."
"Not that bad?
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. You can't taste anything unless it ends in a sugar rush."
Jared laughed.
"I see your sense of humor is back in full swing."
Jensen nodded thoughtfully.
"Yeah, sorry I've been off." "You have nothing to be sorry for," Jared replied with a sympathetic shake of his head.
Jensen tugged at a thread coming from the rip in the knee of his jeans, and Jared watched, glimpsing a little of the vulnerability he'd seen in the last several hours.
"You had me really worried."
Jensen nodded.
"Yeah, sorry about that."
"It's okay," Jared replied, his voice honest and soft.
"And Papa Ackles is okay, which is the most important thing."
Jensen turned to him with a smile that was faint but true.
"Just like you promised."
Jared grinned, hooking an arm around Jensen.
"Like I promised, yeah. And you know me. I don't make promises that can't be kept."
The bond they had unexpectedly forged years ago, as two strangers in an office full of television executives, only seemed to strengthen amidst their mutual gaze, reassurance and absolute trust passing back and forth between them. Jensen's eyes softened around the edges.
"How did I get to be so lucky?"
Jared glanced down the corridor.
"Well, you heard the doctor. Your daddy's just been pushing himself a bit too hard for the charity run."
Jensen shook his head gently.
"I'm not talking about my dad."
Jared frowned, confused.
"Well then, who, me?"
Jensen chuckled. The fact that Jared could be so oblivious at times was amusing, to say the least. But when it came to not being able to understand his worth or the way people regarded him, Jensen found the idea both ridiculous and gracious. And when Jared dropped his head to hide the blush blooming in his cheeks, Jensen leaned against him until he looked back up. Seeing the calm adoration in the hazel green staring back at him, Jensen closed the 4-inch gap between them and pressed his mouth to Jared's in a soft kiss.
"Thank you,"
Jensen whispered, his breath caressing Jared's lips. Jared's minor shock quickly gave way to understanding, and a smile touched the corners of his mouth. Jensen shimmied down beneath Jared's chin, sliding his arms around his ribs. Jared hugged him close and ran a hand over Jensen's tense shoulders, causing Jensen to sink further into the embrace the longer it lasted. Jared breathed into Jensen's hair and closed his eyes.
"Any time,"